Well, happy Saturday, everybody. It's time for, once again, your more or less approximately weekly place-by-place fishing report featuring me, Captain Josh Olive, who cares, and Robert Lukowitz, the longtime manager here at Fish and Frank's in the bustling metropolis of Port Charlotte, who is currently showing me a photo of a dragonfly on his phone. Cool bug, bro.
It is. Thanks for pointing it out.
You are welcome. Would you like to discuss dragonflies, or should we talk about fishing in this fishing report?
Well, we can always talk about dragonflies because they're kind of an essential part of what we need out there.
We do.
When it comes to fishing.
You know, for the freshwater angler, I think dragonflies are one of your best friends because we always complain about the mosquitoes out there, and the no-see-ums are nasty, and if you have dragonflies, you're going to have fewer of both of those things because they are relentless predators of smaller flying bugs.
Exactly.
So they're your best friends. And the funny thing is, a lot of people think, oh, well, I'm going to put up bat houses. I'm going to get rid of my mosquitoes. I'm going to put up purple martin houses. And purple martins and bats are both relentless predators themselves of dragonflies.
Yes.
But not of mosquitoes.
Yes.
So, yeah, put them up.
Kind of
the
funny.
The mosquitoes will thank you. The no-see-ums will appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the meantime, try to attract as many dragonflies as you can.
Yes.
I'd much rather have a little dragonfly pond than a martin house.
Definitely.
Nothing against martins. Cool birds. Lousy mosquito control.
Yes, they are. That is true. So where are we starting at? The usual?
Are we done with dragonflies?
Yeah, I think
oh.
so.
All right, fine. That didn't take very long.
No.
Okay, well, then I guess we'll start with the Peace River, Harbor Heights, and upriver along with Shell Creek.
Been very slow up there. The only reports I've gotten have been of a couple of short snook, gar getting very active, and a few of the juvenile tarpon up on Shell Creek. But people have been trying, but it's definitely slowing down. It's just starting to get too warm. Stuff's going to get real slow up there soon. Although the customer was very happy when they did catch a gar the other day, because they actually intended to catch it and enjoyed eating it. He hated cleaning it, but she enjoyed eating it.
Yes. But you're going to hate cleaning it.
Yeah.
You always want that to be somebody else's job.
Yes.
It's like if you're going to eat armadillos.
It was somebody else's job. Yeah. He got to clean it. She got to eat it.
Which is perfect. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Gar, like armadillo, if you're going to eat it, you want somebody else to clean it.
Yep.
The Darce Park Boat Ramp I-75 Bridges area.
Got nothing there.
Nothing.
No report. Actually, the report was nothing, so he went up to Shell Creek.
Okay. That's 4 nothings in a row.
Mm-hmm.
This place is on a roll. 41 Bridges, Live Oak Park.
Let's see, there's been some snook at night. Been, I think, one legal cobia I've heard of, and several short cobia. Whiting and some trout and a couple of small mangrove snapper. And let's see, that's it.
Okay.
I mean, obviously they're catching cobia up there just because of the bridge trolls.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them are bragging about how many are legal, but one of the bridge trolls is regular in here, and he said, pretty much all of them are short.
Yeah. Well, you know, depending on how creative you are with your measuring.
Well, that's true. But they also know the man does watch there pretty regularly.
I would hope.
Yeah, he does.
The Lashley Pier closed until further notice due to hurricane damage. The
Correct.
Bayshore Pier.
Honestly, I got no report there. The guy was going fishing there, another guy was going fishing there, and I never saw either one of them come back to give me any feedback.
So they probably had a great time.
Or life just got in the way and they didn't come back in to tell me.
The Port Charlotte Beach Pier.
Snook at night, even a few during the day. One legal cobia caught there. I saw the picture of it, and they were actually standing on the pier in the picture. And a small bull shark and another unidentified one that I think was a bull shark, but it was a lousy picture.
Bull shark would make total sense.
Yeah, That was going to be my absolute guess. You know, I told him I'd be 90% sure that it'd be a bull shark, but this time of year, it could be something else.
Could be a lemon.
Yeah, it wasn't a lemon. I could see the fin enough with that while it was in the water, but I was at a pretty goofy angle to see its face well enough and where its pectoral fins lined up.
What do you think it might have been?
I'm pretty positive it was a bull.
What's your other option?
A little black tip. Mm.
That's possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The saltwater and brackish canals in Port Charlotte.
Snook. Lots of little snook. A couple legal snook being caught while trolling. Been some juvenile tarpon up in there. A lot of sand bream. A lot of people catching sand bream, both from the boats and from their docks. I even caught one the other day on a little piece of shrimp. Trying to catch a catfish for bait.
Why would anybody care about sand bream?
Because they're a saltwater crappie, basically, as far as food value goes, if not better than that. It's hard to say. But they're a great eating little saltwater panfish. And most of the time, pretty cooperative, just the way bluegill are. Which makes it nice.
And if you happen across one that's too small?
Bait.
Pretty good bait.
Very good bait, yes. Snook and tarpon enjoy them very much so.
The Elgebeen Pier.
That's going to be my first choice for snook fishing at night.
We don't have much time left in this season.
No, got about 36 hours, give or take.
From where we are, yeah, we have the rest of today, which is Saturday, and then we have all day tomorrow, which is Sunday, and then at midnight, shuts down.
Yep, so, and it's 11:30 now, so yeah, 36 and a half hours, right?
Yes, sir. That's some good mathin'.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going out there, and we're trying to get a snook before season ends. What are we doing?
I'm going to throw an NLB in and just slow roll it right over along the bottom, either with a mullet or the 5-inch paddle tail, shad tail, whatever you want to call it.
Throw it toward the bridge, throw it away from the bridge, throw it alongside the pilings.
All the above. I would prefer the outgoing tide for it, too, if I had my choice, because I'm obviously standing on shore. But I'm going to try to be fishing all around the structure. That's the main goal. Just work it slow. In daytime, I haven't heard really anything at all out there. Been kind of quiet with that part of it. But not surprising. You know.
Okie doke. Moving ourselves on the Myakka River area from the bridge down to marker 8.
A couple of Spanish mackerel.
Okay.
Couple of Spanish mackerel. There was a couple of redfish caught just on the Myakka side of Hog Island. He got into some small trout over there also while he was drifting on the flats trying to figure out how to get up close enough to the shoreline because he wanted to try to fish for snook there, but he ended up catching the two redfish. He saw a couple other fish that he's pretty positive were redfish that bolted out from underneath the mangroves over there.
They'll do that.
Yeah. They tend to do that most of the time, especially when you drift up on top of them and scare them.
Mm-hmm.
Got no other choice to run. That's the biggest dolphin I ever seen. Run!
And run they do.
Nope.
Alrighty, the South Gulf Cove canals.
Tilapia.
Last week, so.
Tilapia, Mayan cichlids, one bass, one snook, and he saw several snook, but couldn't get them to eat. And he's not talking about on the lights. He was actually just kind of working along the shoreline and pitching up underneath people's docks. Said the water was pretty clear. Some of the clearest he's ever seen back in there. He saw one fish that he wasn't sure if it was a snook or a tarpon because he said the way it swam and turned to its side, its tail looked just a little bit more forked, which usually kind of tells me a tarpon. But he was having a hard time figuring it out, but he said it was at least a 15 to 20 pound fish.
And sometimes it's difficult to tell when you only get that brief glance at it.
Yeah.
Just call him snarping and move on.
Nice. That's cute.
Tell me about the west wall.
Oh, quite a few snook and redfish up and down the entire shoreline, literally from Trout Creek all the way down to the point. And then they're getting some bonnet heads on top of the bar, seeing a few short cobia, a couple of oddball sharks just swimming around. One guy did see like a 7-8 foot bull shark on the inside of the trough. He thought it was flipper coming towards him. Then realized it hasn't come up for air at all. And so he trolling motored out towards the channel to see it. And he said it was a big enough bull shark to really make him a little puckered.
Fun.
Yeah. I told him they're probably in there giving birth.
Yep. The snook and redfish, they're along the shorelines, they're in the creeks.
Yeah, they're all up against the mangroves.
Are they in the creeks too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Anywhere where there's a little bit of moving water or a pinch point seems to be where they're at. And they're catching them on everything. I mean, shrimp, cut ladyfish, cut mullet, live pinfish, live whitebait. I mean, the only lure I didn't hear about this week back in there was a spinnerbait.
Okay. Then I reckon they're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
How about the Cape Hayes Bar?
Well, according to your guy, there's an algae bloom on it, which that's the first I've heard of it. But before that, it's still going to be my personal best bet to go to for a bonnet head because I'm still hearing mixed reports of them there. So you got the bonnet heads, a couple of pompano, some trout, ladyfish, Spanish mackerel. So they're doing decent on there. Is it great? No. Can you bend a rod? Yes. It's a good place to take maybe somebody who's new to fishing. I would.
Right.
Yeah.
But this is going to be your primary area for bonnethead sharks?
Definitely.
Now, what of the bar are you going to fish? Because there's a huge area that people consider to be the Cape Hayes Bar, literally from the shoreline all the way out to that marker.
Yeah.
So are you fishing that entire area? Are you looking for drop-offs? Are you looking for channels? What are you doing to find a spot to fish out here?
If it's at incoming side, I'm going to be on the Boca Grande side of the bar and drifting up onto the shallows in that 3 foot of water range, trying to stay most in that 3 feet of water because that way I can see well enough into the shallower waters around me.
Mm-hmm. So basically, when you're cutting across the bar, the areas that you're trying to avoid are the areas that you're going to be fishing.
Yes. Yes. I would definitely prefer to avoid that at all costs.
You know, so you're not going to be focusing on that 5 to 7 feet of water?
No, I'm going to stay in that 3 feet of water. Seems to be where those bonnet heads tend to be the most happiest.
Right.
And you get a much better visual on them so you can see to cast to them. Or to, hey, all right, I saw one there, there's another one there, there's another one over there. Okay, I can actually drop my anchor pin or something and just stay stationary and try to be more hyper-focused on them at that point.
And if you're looking for the pompano, the ladies, or the Spanish?
I'm just drifting and covering ground, but I'm going to probably stay out in that 5 to 7 feet of water.
Let's move into turtle and bull bays.
Okay. Snook, redfish, and trout, top best place to fish for all three species.
I thought you said that Elder Bean was the best place to fish for snook.
I said top of three species. If you want all three species, that would be my top pick.
Oh. So if you're looking for a mixed bag.
Yes.
Gotcha.
They're also still catching a few sheep's head in there. They're seeing assortment of sharks along with bonnet heads. One guy saw a big lemon in there. He said he guessed it to be about 6 feet long.
Okie dokie.
And he knows it was a lemon because he literally drifted right over the top of it. Right there in the cut going through from turtle into bull.
Uh-huh.
That channel there.
Okay.
So it just went right underneath his boat as he drifted right over it. Because at first he thought it was a nurse, maybe. But lemon was his first thought because he said it was up right up against the shoreline cruising along. And then moved out to that deeper water.
Big sharks in shallow water. It's always fun.
It's always just cool sight.
Capes and danger reefs.
Spanish mackerel. And that is it. And those are being caught trolling. Nobody has done much good bottom fishing there.
Bottom fishing stinks.
Yeah, I got a friend who fishes that a lot, and he likes to bottom fish there for sharks, and he said he didn't get any sharks 3 days in a row that he fished there.
Well, he should have gone into Turtle Bay right where it intersects with Bull Bay.
Well, he ended up going into there, too, and he caught one little bull. But he likes to fish around that because he's always been pleasantly surprised once in a while with a big mangrove snapper or even a couple of barely legal gags, you know, just by screwing around while his bigger baits are out there sitting. He always messes around with something smaller. So, but he said he's not getting nothing. He's not even getting the Spanish mackerel, or not the Spanish mackerel, the mangrove snapper to come up in his chum. He said he was chumming pretty heavy the other day and the mangroves didn't budge.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Well then, maybe just troll for mackerel.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Bringing us out of the deep backcountry and out into Gasparilla Sound, what do we got up here?
Almost a mirror image of bull and turtle, except for they're getting more ladyfish and Spanish mackerel and even a couple of bluefish in there in that deeper water, in that 4 to 6 feet of water range. But the snook and the redfish have been doing fairly good up along the bushes and the mouths of some of those creeks and even some of those oyster bars that are out there. Guy said he saw a bunch of sheep's head there, but could not get them to chew at all. He threw frozen shrimp, and he had frozen sand fleas, and he said nothing. Wouldn't even budge. But he said it was a pretty good-sized school, just kind of cruising along the bushes, and they kept kind of going back and forth. About every 10 or 15 minutes, they would come back the other direction. It's always weird when the sheep's head school up like that, and you see them. It's kind of weird. It's a neat sight, though. I've only seen it once where I could physically see them well. Another time I was out with Danny and he pointed them out on a flat and they were actually tailing. But all I could see was little tips, a couple little tips of tails.
Yeah.
The sun was just right where I couldn't see anything into the water.
Which people just don't believe they do that.
Tailing sheep's head?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yep. They do that. Placida area, the pier, the trestle, the Coral Creek Pier, and Gasparilla Pass.
Snook at night, a couple of oversized redfish at night, and then during the daytime, they've been getting a couple of bonnethead sharks, a couple of baby bull sharks. One guy hooked a tarpon there the other day on a shrimp.
Okay.
And then they're getting some trout, and then they did catch a few pompano last week, but they were very spotty and mixed. Not real cooperative.
Okay. Lemon Bay.
Lemon Bay. Trout, some small snook, and one redfish. And that was the guys that are fishing up there at that Lemon Bay Conservancy or whatever. They were wade fishing. He said they had 2 good days and 1 extremely lousy day. Like, they didn't even get even a puffer fish to bite off their tails.
Ooh. That's a pretty lousy day.
Yeah.
Well, to what do you attribute that?
Oh. It's fishing. It happens.
The Anger Pier next to the Tom Adams Bridge.
Couple of Spanish mackerel. one snook, and a couple of sheep's head. That's the first decent report I've had in a while there, I think.
I got a photo of a guy who was so happy with his two pompano that he caught out there the other day.
Nice.
All right, the Venice jetties.
Venice jetties. Let's see, we've had some Spanish mackerel. Some mangrove snapper.
Whoops, caps lock.
Smack it with a rock, it'll fix it. There's been a couple of snook during the day and at night, but not a lot.
They're just kind of starting to show up here?
Yeah. Nothing consistent at all.
Okay. Anything else worth reporting?
Nope.
No tarpon rolling?
Nope.
No bluefish?
Nope.
No skipjacks?
None that they wanted to mention.
Fine then.
Yeah, carry on.
Gulf of Mexico, bottom fishing, trolling, reefs, wrecks, etc.
Well, let's see, they got some sheep's head at Trembly Reef the other day. They hooked a permit off of it. They saw a few shining down below, dropped a shrimp down free line and stuck the fish, but did not manage to land it. There is a couple of snook out there because he hooked one that jumped in the air and immediately broke them off. And he said it was a pretty good fish. He said it was probably about a 30 incher, but just was not expecting it because he was fishing for the snapper grunts.
And it came up and jumped?
Yeah. It's probably about the fifth time I've heard of a snook out there being caught where it jumped.
Really?
Yeah. Not a common thing, but it's at least a third or fourth time where I've heard people. And the one, I've known him for, 20 years, so he had no reason to lie to me.
That's just weird. Mm-hmm. I've never seen snook do that in deeper water.
Yeah.
You know, you hook them around a creek mouth or a deeper dock or the jetties or the bridges, and it's always down deep until you get them up to the top, and then maybe they'll wallow around and lunge and stuff. But
right.
To actually come up and jump in 28 feet of water or whatever that is out there?
Yeah, I've seen them in 20 feet of water on TV shows where they'll come up and jump. Especially those guys that are fishing some of those reefs down in Naples, in the Marco Island area. I've seen some of those fish launch.
That's weird, man.
Yeah.
What else we got offshore?
Oh, we got mangrove snapper, lane snapper, and yellowtail, 15 to 25 miles. Lots of Goliath grouper trying to eat your stuff. Which, that's going to be just more and more fun all winter long, or all summer long. The red grouper, 25 to 35 miles out, seems to be a little bit better, but not exceptional. It's been a really bizarre year for those out there. And then one of our captains, he got a 12-foot tiger out there the other day.
Ooh, okay.
Nice shot, really nice shot of it. Pretty fish.
And the blackfin tuna?
Just that one that the guy caught free lining off the back of his boat. And a couple guys have claimed that they've gotten them, but I didn't see any pictures of them.
And the mahi?
None.
And the sailfish?
None.
And the marlin?
None.
Wahoo? Kings?
One. One wahoo. Another guy free lining a bait out the back of the boat. But we'll see who's, I think, 40 miles out or something like that, 35 miles out.
African pompano?
One short one that was in 75 feet of water.
I see you weren't going to tell me about all these.
Sorry.
I got to start listing every species that exists in the Gulf of Mexico.
And one. Because you never know when it's going to be one or done.
Right. You think those permit will stick around for a bit?
I think so. I think they'll be out here the rest of summer.
We shall see. Anything else worth reporting out there?
No.
Okay. And if you're planning to go this weekend?
No.
Yeah, maybe not.
No. Be a bad idea.
Check your forecast.
That would be poor judgment on your part.
Calling for 9-foot seas on Sunday, so.
Mm-hmm.
And you're under gale warning starting at 2 p.m. today, so in about 2 hours. Expected to be pretty breezy out there, so maybe not. Bringing it back inside, looking at the passes. Punta Rasa, no reports until further notice. Redfish Pass, no reports until further notice. Captiva Pass, report?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Couple of Spanish mackerel and a couple of bluefish. Couple of oversized redfish. Snook have been really picky. Most of the ones they're catching are the little male snook. And not a lot of them. And there was a couple tarpon that rolled through there for the day, but were not cooperating at all, according to one of the customers. He saw a few fish on the flats while he was cruising up the intercoastal working his way towards Boca. But there again, couldn't get them to cooperate either.
Okay.
But he would prefer to fish that sound rather than Boca. It's like his...
Doesn't like the circus?
Not only does he not like the circus, but he has a really hard time figuring out his drift with his weight and everything else. Mm. He just kind of gave up.
I see. Well, all right. Tell me about the circus, Boca Grand Pass.
Oh, it's a lot of tarpon.
A whole lot of tarpon?
A lot of tarpon. Oh.
You think more tarpon are still going to show up?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Crabs still?
Crabs are definitely the main choice to stay with. They're doing best on those. A couple guys got a couple on squirrel fish, a couple guys on shrimp, but crabs are by far dominating it, hands down.
Okay. Shrimp. Whoops, that's not how you spell that.
So when we were out there the other day, Carl actually caught a toadfish on his crab.
A toadfish.
Any little toadfish. Like 6-incher toadfish.
That's always fun.
Yeah.
But you guys also caught a few tarpon.
Mm-hmm.
How many tarpon?
Three. Three actually landed.
How many were on?
I would say 7 or 8 that we fought for multiple minutes and another 8 or 10 on top of that were stuck for brief seconds.
Sounds like enough. They were feeding pretty good.
Yeah. It was a great day. It was a really great day. And mentally, it was just really good, personally.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to get out there and fish every now and then.
I do.
It's like one of those things where you talk about it and talk about it and talk about it.
And then I'll be dead and never have done it.
He never took the time.
That's what's going to happen.
He taught other people how to do it. He told other people where to go, but...
Dead.
Did he go? No, he didn't go. Where is he now?
Dead.
He's dead.
Yep. It is what it is.
And then who's going to do these fishing reports?
You. You're going to sit here and talk back to yourself or change your voices. That would be fun.
Yeah. I'm not doing that. Yep. Anything else going on in Boca Grand Pass besides tarpon?
A few Spanish mackerel and a couple of mangrove snapper. But nothing gangbusters because everyone's tarpon fishing. And anyone that wants to try any other fishing is petrified to get anywhere near those guys that are tarpon fishing.
Yeah, I get it. Tarpon anglers are nuts.
Yeah. Especially out there.
Yep.
They're even more retarded. Don't like them.
Okay.
They get chaotic.
Walking the Gulf beaches, fishing from shore along the beach, somewhere between Sanibel and Venice. What do we got going on?
Let's see. Middle Beach. Blind Pass. Jacks. He got one snook, one bluefish. The jacks were going by. He hooked one. It pulled off. And then he went to go look for them again, and they were way down the beach away from him. So he's like, I'm not running after them. And then you got Stump Pass. He's got some bonnet heads, Spanish mackerel, a bluefish, one snook, a couple of sheep's head. And then over at Boca, a couple of snook, a couple of oversized redfish, a few pompano, a few sheep's head, and even the Spanish came in very near shore there too. And they did pretty good.
Are we talking about going down to the lighthouse?
Yeah.
The pass?
Yeah, all right by the pass.
Okay.
That was definitely the pass situation.
I never know quite what to call that. Cause really, it's the south end of Gasparilla Island. But when you put Gasparilla Island, everybody gets confused.
Yeah.
They think it's Little Gasparilla Island because they had the good sense to give two islands the same name.
Yeah, just call it Boca Grande.
I am calling it Boca Grande, but I don't like it.
I know. You're all about the details, and sometimes the details just don't work. It's kind of like us talking about the best laid plans, and can be all perfect and still not as perfect as what you envision them, and most of the time a lot less perfect than you envision them.
Never going to be perfect.
No such thing.
Filled with flaws. Learn to embrace them.
Yes.
Matt Lachey. Indian Fields, Smokehouse Bay, and associated areas.
Some redfish. Couple of snook. Couple of actual legal-sized cobia. And some trout.
The cobia from the bridge?
No. The guy was chasing them. He was looking for them on the flats. He's found a few on manatees and then just a few just swimming the bars.
Manatees?
Mm-hmm.
That's a secret, Robert.
Yeah, never tell people about manatees.
Don't ever.
Take a head of lettuce with you to bribe them.
Well, that doesn't work.
No?
No.
Why not?
Actually, I haven't tried it.
Oh, okay. Then how would you know?
It might work.
It just might.
So what are you doing? You're bribing the manatees to go find you a cobia and then swim it back by you?
Uh-huh.
Maybe the manatees in Matt Lachey are better trained than the ones up here.
Maybe.
The north end of Pine Island Sound, Rat and Cat Keys, Mondongo and Patricio, and similar such.
I haven't had any report except for trout and baitfish. And that was all around Patricio and Jug Creek. Didn't have any Spanish, no bluefish, no snook, no nothing. Just a few trout and bait. That's it.
Kidoki.
Yeah.
Jug Creek Shoal and Bokelia.
I got nothing there.
No reportos.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Bort Store and Two Pines.
Snook and some pompano. And a few ladyfish. The snook are up under the bushes, and the pompano and ladyfish are on top of the bar and just on the outside of the bar. And then another guy saw a big bull shark over there cruising on the bar over there in about 3 feet of water.
Ooh. I like to wade over there.
I know you do. Sounds like a personal problem at this point in the year.
Yeah.
Not for me.
It gets frustrating wading over there anyway.
Yeah.
Well, When the grass looked great, it was much better, you know, because you could fish that healthy grass and you could be in somewhere between knee-deep and navel-deep. Mm-hmm. But now you go out there and so much of the action is happening right out at the bar. And you got to get all the way out to the bar.
Which requires chest-deep.
Most of the time, yes. You can find paths where you're going a little bit shallower than that, but it's chest-deep, sometimes even neck-deep. Mm-hmm. And you always... You don't have a GPS track to follow or anything, so you're kind of trying to follow based on what it looked like on the shoreline, but then you don't have any markers that you can use out in front of you. So it's just kind of random. I think this is the way that I went the last time when I didn't have to go too deep, and next thing you know, you're up to your chin. So, and that's not pleasant.
No. You're not getting out of anything's way at that point.
Yeah.
If anything, you're a lot easier target at that
point. But you're seeing the action happening out there, and it's busting the bait out there, and there's a whole thing going on. I got to catch.
A paddleboard.
I guess. That would be the wise thing to do.
Would be.
course, the advantage to being in the water like that is that you don't see anything, so it can't scare you.
Uh-huh. Until it drives by and just bumps you, and you go, what was that?
I know, it doesn't feel like that, though. It doesn't feel like human skin. It's much rougher.
Uh-huh.
And that's the thing, is that when you get
smack in the middle, it's too far to run to the sandbar, and it's too far to go back to the shoreline.
When you get touched by that shark,
sit here and curl up in the fetal position.
There's no way to convince yourself it was something else.
Uh-huh. Is that an alligator? No.
Yeah.
Is that a redfish? Nope.
Nope.
Damn it.
It's only one thing it could be.
Yep.
Why can't it be one of those big 5-foot stingrays instead? But no.
Yes. Yeah. Kano's ray would be fine.
Yep.
Until there's a 15-foot hammer right on its back.
Yeah.
No.
Well, you know, at least you don't worry about the big hammerheads coming inside the bar.
Uh-huh.
So, but it's quite surprising how large a bull shark or lemon shark fits.
Yes. Easily.
The East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
Honestly, the only thing I've had over there was a couple guys that got trout and bonnet heads. I have not heard anything else. And that was all right around Pirate Harbor. Pirate Harbor and Hobbs Point. But very, very, very quiet this week over there. A little weird.
Okay. Moving north, Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the Skating Rink.
I got nothing in there this week.
No reports.
No. Nothing.
Okay.
That's weird.
Ponce de Leon Park?
Ponce, just a couple of short snook and some small mangrove snapper.
Okay.
Remember, I haven't gotten anything back in there. That's weird.
The PGI canals.
Snook, lots of snook, some legal snook, mostly being caught after dark. There's been let's see, 3 different people caught redfish off of their docks back in there. And
were they under the docks or were they out in the open?
They were fishing out in the open like snowbirds or new fishermen that they are.
Okay. In the middle.
Yes. But the one did also get a black drum, so he was at least cool, thrilled to death, because now he's able to tell the distinct difference between the two.
Right.
Yeah. What else? A few sheep's head and small mangrove snapper.
Okay.
That's it.
That's it. I don't see any tarpon in this report, nor jacks.
There's been a few, but not exceptional amounts. Guys are catching the jacks while trolling, but I haven't heard of, like, numbers. Not the way they should be.
Right? Just, yeah, like random hits?
Yep.
Okay, Gilchrist Pier closed due to hurricane damage. The 1 Mile Reef.
Nothing. Like, I've gotten reports, and the reports were nothing. Goose egg, zero, nada. Zilch.
So people have tried.
Yep.
And caught nothing.
Yep. That's crazy. Like, not even getting fish to come up in the chum. The one guy hung a chum bag over the side, hoping to get some mangrove snapper or something just to entertain his kids. He said an hour and a half, nothing. They moved to 3 different spots, I think, or 4 different spots.
Hmm.
Nothing.
That is pathetic.
And he showed me his little mono leader that he made. And he was right on the money with what he was doing. He was just using split shots. He wasn't using any heavy weight or anything like that. So,
okay.
Seemed like he knew what he was doing, but very unsuccessful for several people out there.
Do you have anything in the 20-foot holes?
Spanish mackerel. They've been in and out of there enough to mention it, but just not heavy. But they are in there. Enough where you could go out there and probably catch your dinner.
trolling?
Yeah. So just plain old silver spoon. That's what that guy was using. One of them.
Yeah. Right on top?
All of the above. They're just slow trolling them.
Okay. The bait fish report.
Okay.
Tell us about all the white bait and where we can go net it, Robert.
Bokilia Jug Creek is the main spot. The secondary spot is over by Three Sisters. But it has been very, very tough going. Nothing consistent at all with that. A little tough.
But we want whitebait, Robert.
Tough. One guy told me he chummed for 2.5 hours to get a few whitebait. I'm like, why? He's like, I don't know. He said, I'm looking back on it and realizing just how bad it was. I'm like, Jesus, I just don't understand that. Talk about eating up a whole lot of time for a whole lot of nothing.
Right?
Yeah.
Any other bait around? Threadies? Pins?
Nope. And nope.
Kidogi.
Weather just hasn't been cooperating for much of that.
Let's talk freshwater.
Okay.
Canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, lakes, ditches,
puddles. I'll be honest with you, I haven't got much reports for that because we've been out of shiners and minnows for 2 weeks because we're revamping our system. So guys are coming in disappointed, but most of them have started calling now to just double check, and with the pumps being down, we got nothing.
You know what I'll do? I'll just copy this right here from last week.
Selling worms and night crawlers.
Okay, when do you think the bait tanks will be functional again?
Hopefully should be done by next week.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. We should have shiners and minnows next weekend. As long as the new pumps come in, shouldn't be a problem.
Okay, so if everything goes the way it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And how often has everything been going the way it's supposed to?
Not well at all. Not well at all.
So, continue to call, please.
Yes.
Don't make the assumption that, well, Robert said it was going to be here next week.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
Exactly.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't.
Maybe it ain't.
Exactly.
Okay, the tarpon reports. Last week, Boca Grande Pass was the hot spot.
That's it.
And that's still it.
Absolutely. You can copy and paste that because nothing's changed.
Okay.
100% the same.
And paste.
Other than that, I got to go out and do it and see it firsthand, which was awesome. I enjoyed that very much so.
And crabs are the hot bait.
Yes.
And you, of course, have crabs here, right?
No.
No.
No. Not at all. Good luck getting bait. Good luck.
So, you should be able to get some bait at the floating boat out there. The floating bait boat by Three Sisters.
Right.
Last time we got them, they were $4 a crab, but he suggested they might be going to $5.
Yeah.
So.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I would.
Next one possible to get.
Right.
Guys got to go out and work their butts off to catch them.
That's the thing is, you know, if it's easy to go out there and dip them, then, you know, maybe you're only going to charge $3. Because, mm-hmm. you know, guys are going to buy a net and go dip them. But if you're going out there and you're spending hours mm-hmm. and dipping a dozen, you know, people don't want to do that.
Right.
So, yeah, shoot.
It's like throwing for whitebait for 2.5 hours.
I take it up to $6 a crab. Y'all better be lucky I don't run that bait boat.
Right. This is true.
Be cashing in. Do you have anything that you'd like to add to this report, Robert? Anything you'd like to discuss? Any final words of wisdom?
It's starting to get into summertime out there, so stay hydrated and use your sunblock. That's about the best thing I can suggest, because we've had all winter and people tend to forget quickly.
They do.
You know, and especially
quickly
since
and easily.
It's not so super humid yet, people are getting dehydrated already. I had a customer say that his wife got a little lightheaded while they were out fishing inshore last week. And had to cut their trip short. And we're only out there for about 4 hours. This is, granted, their first full year here.
Okay.
So they're still acclimating wise, but he said she started to get a little lightheaded and she had only drank one of her waters on the way out and only started sipping on another water while they were out there after like 3 hours.
I feel like that may have been a mistake.
Mm-hmm. It was. But it was a helpful reminder to tell people this is the time of year to start remembering this stuff.
Yeah. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug.
Chug, chug, chug.
Yep. Keep it going.
Yep.
Even if you don't feel like you're thirsty.
Exactly.
Drink anyway. Yep. Even if you're afraid, oh no, what if I have to pee? Drink anyway.
Yes. Exactly.
All right. I think that's it for this thing.
Yep.
Well, I guess the only thing left is to say goodnight, Robert.
Goodnight, Robert.